The largest fine in history has been upheld and could set a precedent for future enforcement of storage tank regulations. And EPA is again adding Superfund sites to the National Priorities List, but where's the money going to come from? Today is March 24, 2008, and here's what happened this week in the pollution control industry.
This message is brought to you by ESS, world leaders in operational risk management software and services for environmental reporting.
A precedent-setting penalty has been upheld for underground fuel storage tank violations. EPA's Environmental Appeals Board has upheld the agency's enforcement action against the owner of Lowest Price gas stations in Maryland, Virginia, and the District of Columbia. The owner of the gas stations, Euclid of Virginia Incorporated, was fined $3.6 million for failure to properly monitor its 72 underground storage tanks. The board ruled against every issue raised in an appeal filed by the company. The company had appealed an administrative law judge's November 2006 assessment of $3.8 million penalty for these violations. This was the largest penalty ever assessed by an EPA administrative law judge for violations of any environmental federal law. The board overturned the administrative law judge's rulings against EPA on three counts involving inventory control violations and imposed the proposed $79,262 penalty for these counts. The size of the penalty was due not only to the large number of facilities and underground storage tanks involved, but also to repeated non-compliance with the same regulations over periods that often lasted for several years. Coming up, EPA has millions in the tank for anyone with a plan for reducing diesel consumption, and the Superfund site list is growing, but funding is still a question, after a word from our sponsor.
ESS provides world-class compliance solutions for total emissions management and greenhouse gas reporting. Collect, monitor, report, and reduce greenhouse gas emissions for all operations across your enterprise with ESS software and services. Find out why more than 30% of the EPA's top environmental performers are clients of ESS by visiting www.ess-home.com/discover.
EPA this year could give out over $30 million for new clean diesel projects across the U.S. The grants are available for tribes, port authorities, environmental organizations, colleges and universities, hospitals, and others interested in innovative projects to reduce diesel emissions in their communities. Those who may apply include fleets of buses, medium or heavy-duty trucks, marine engines, locomotives, non-road engines or vehicles used in construction, and handling of cargo, agriculture, mining, or energy production. An EPA representative told PE on Friday that efforts to reduce waste transported by trucks could be one possibility. However, at least half the funds, EPA said, will be for the benefit of public fleets or private fleets leased or contracted for public purposes, including refuse handlers and equipment at public ports. EPA announced this week it is adding 12 new hazardous waste sites to the National Priorities List of Superfund sites. The agency also proposed an additional 6 sites to the list. With a proposal of 6 new sites, there are 60 proposed sites awaiting final agency action, 55 in the General Superfund section and 5 in the Federal Facilities section. There are a total of 1,317 final and proposed sites on the NPL. Contaminants found at these final and proposed sites include arsenic, barium, carbon tetrachloride, chromium, copper, dichloroethane, dioxins, lead, PCBs, polychlorinated dibenzofurans, PCE, trichloroethane, TCE, vinyl chloride, and zinc. However, questions have been raised with EPA's recent budget as to whether EPA can afford to address the sites already on its list. Last month, Maryland Democratic Representative Albert Wynn criticized the Bush administration for cutting funding for the Superfund program by $4.5 million. The agency has also been involved in squabbles recently with governments in Washington, Montana, and Colorado over financial responsibility for certain Superfund sites. This is Seth Fisher with Pollution Engineering Magazine. On behalf of Pollution Engineering and ESS, we thank you for listening.
This message is brought to you by ESS, world leaders in operational risk management software and services for environmental reporting.